Hey, everybody, welcome to the Chillin' with Cheese show. I'm live from Old School Boxing Gym here in Washington, D.C. I told you I was coming live. There's a lot of music in here. Hope you guys can hear me. I'm going to have a great show tonight. And, yeah, really looking forward to it. This is my first actual on-the-road show. So I wanted to give you guys the feel of being at a old school kind of boxing gym. All crammed in, a lot of fire, a lot of intensity going on, different sparring. I'm right inside. I will have video of certain sparring sessions on my YouTube, Chilling with Cheese 1, later on tonight. But yeah, we should have a good show tonight. I got a great guest, a couple great guests. One will be Dusty Hernandez Harrison, making his return to ring after 2 years off. We'll have his dad talking to us as well. Actually, Dusty's about to get in the ring far, but before then, we'll have come on and give a few words, talk about what's been going on in his life. He's had some health issues, but he's hanging in there, bouncing back, praying, doing all the things. If you know Bud, I know he's a strong-willed guy, so I'm full to talk to him. And he has a great sense of humor. So, yeah, man, it should be a great show. Before I get the guests over here, I want to talk about Terrence Crawford and Jose Benavidez Jr. last Saturday night. And it was a good fight. Crawford, he stayed his claim in pound for pound number one fighter in the world. So, looking forward to seeing what he's going to have come next. A lot of speculation, a lot of people him to jump in the ring with Errol Spence, and that's depending on, story with Bob Arum this past week where he said he wants that fight as well. So all parties want the fight, as Bernard Hopkins would always say, when two fighters really fight each other, there's nothing that can really stop them. So we'll see what they're going to do about that. I want to see that fight before any other welterweight class. As far as the top welterweight, I think Crawford has earned his respect jumping from 140 to 147, and fight people didn't think he was packing the punch, but he was able to get Benavidez out there in the second round, who was undefeated, tough guy, in front of his home crowd in Nebraska. He had a huge following, and the fight, of course, it was so bitter going into that fight. Sorry about that, everyone. Of course, being in cramped quarters is difficult. You may lose connection. So hopefully no one logged off and everybody's still listening in. We lost about a minute of time. It is really some intense sparring going on in here. Some young guys in here. It should be about 135, and they're really getting it in. So, yeah, hopefully nobody's on. Anybody wants to call? Call in 929-477-3798. 929-477-3798. I hope you guys can hear me. Got music up. I turned the mics up as loud as they can get them. And I really want to get this feel of being at a live sparring session. It's heated. It's hot in here. Sweaty, really getting in. We got all the kids around, looking at the big guy going at it. So, yeah, man, it's pretty intense. So, yeah, but getting back to that, Terrence Crawford and the potential matchup with Spence or whoever it might be in the welterweight division, back division as always. So, we'll see what's going to happen with that. But, yeah, and the big news about the Zone signing Canelo Alvarez to a 5-year, 11-fight, $365 million deal. I'm not mad at it. The lot of people talking about, he doesn't deserve this kind of money. And you know what? I say this. First of all, Canelo's young. He's in his prime. He earns that money. His money and power, potential, and future, because he has such a huge following. When you command that kind of respect as far as the dollar, you get it in there and you get what you can get out of it. It's a brutal sport, much like football. I do not blame any of these athletes to get as much money as they can in as little time as possible, because they you never know what might happen. So I'm not mad at him, and I respect him going for what he wants. So, yeah, can't be mad at that. But, yeah, if you have any kind of thing you want to talk about with that, feel free to call in. So, yeah, man, it's pretty heated. I got Dusty sparring right now. So, yeah, it should be pretty good. I'll have that on my YouTube tonight. So, yeah, he's going against a pretty big guy, man. Pretty cut up dude. So, I'm going to see if I get his father to come over here and have a few words with him. Yeah, he's going to come over right now. So, yeah. Pretty intense guy. So, hope you guys enjoy it. Man, I'm really excited about this. Again, if you want to call in 929-477-3798 or 929-477-3798. I got the man himself, Buddy Harrison, sitting down with me. How you doing, bud?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. What you think about Dusty and his sparring session so far?
Well, this is heavyweight.
Yes.
But Dusty's overweight, so you have no choice. But this is a heavyweight. He's undefeated. He's a DC police officer. Good guy. Big, strong, and that's what he needs. And Dusty's overweight right now anyway. And, you know, heavyweight, but he's overweight. So, this is one of the last sparring sessions he'll have before he heads off to Orlando. He's going to camp in Orlando.
How does it make you feel to have him back in the fold, back at home, if you will?
Well, you know, it feels a lot better. He had a hell of a case, and that charge is longer there. So, you know, we all go through this in life. I can't complain too much for where I've been. So, you know.
Yeah.
But he's doing a lot better. He has no court date ahead of him whatsoever.
Good.
He's getting ready to go to a camp down Orlando.
Yeah.
Dear friends of ours, Jason Galazza, Dennis Hammer.
So you've worked with those guys previously?
Oh, I've been knowing them for years. They're great. They're family. They're literally family.
I know you.
It's 93 degrees down there.
Yes, you can't beat the weather in Florida. Now, I know you've been going through your challenge lately. How are you hanging in there?
Well, I had to deal with cancer, but I did the surgery, and I could hardly walk afterwards. And I had a test bag on my side, one on my leg, and but that was just within 2 weeks ago. I'm back to running and in the gym and everything. So
yeah.
The doctor's going crazy about it, but I feel good.
I know you're a strong guy. I was telling that beforehand, and
well, I'm glad you said that. These guys, I got 85 kids in here. If they had just half the willpower that I got,
right,
they all would do something.
That's right. That's right. And I always think positively of you, because I know you've been through and what you bounced back from. For people that don't know, tell them a bit about what you do as a youngster and how you transform yourself as a role model to a lot of these kids here.
Well, you know, coming up, it was hard. I been through every reform school that you can possibly think of. When I was 19 years old, I got 19 years in the penitentiary. I served 10 on it. It was a rough ride. I've been in and, you know, and finally one day I was actually sitting over there in the apartment that I live in Allen Park, Southeast DC. Every day there's gunfire, and I literally dropped to my knees and I asked Jesus. I didn't ask him. I begged him to come into my life. And I never turned back. I never looked back.
He's talking to Dusty.
Are you?
Dusty sparring, so
but I never changed my whole life, you know, and so
that's good, man. That's good. Now, as far as your relationship with Dusty, I know last year was a bit rocky, but you guys seem to be doing pretty well now. What was instrumental in getting you guys back together?
He finally woke up. I mean, where do you feel more comfortable at? You feel more comfortable at home. But I'm not perfect either. I'm the voice guy, but I probably realized, wow, my dad might have pushed me, but my dad has the motive, you know. And I'll tell you, he wins, I win. He loses, I lose. So if you never see me not in the corner and we're all right, that means something ain't right here. But he's doing good. He's been training real hard. He's taking the step on his own to go down there to go to camp.
Yeah, that's a lot of dedication. I remember talking to you guys the first time a few years ago, and you were saying that...
George!
I'm going to hold my question for a second. No, you're good. I was going to say, you had always told me once Dusty is focused, he's an extremely hard worker. Do you think his mindset right now is determined to get back to where he was?
His mindset right now, his body's not yet.
Sure.
Remember, he hadn't fought in 2 years. He's overweight. Timing might be a little off. It might be a lot off. I mean, he's a welterweight, 147. Would I ever have him in there heavyweight? But I have to right now. He's 180 pounds. He's got a real tough fight coming up. A guy named James Winchester. Yeah, I like the guy, to be honest. The guy's cool as could be, but the guy's strong, he's been there. The guy goes the distance with everybody and anybody. So it's a tough fight. So Dusty has to be in tip-top shape for that. And it's at home.
That's right. As far as I know, his sponsorship and things like that, who's he dealing with right now as far as sponsorship and promotion?
He's on and off. He was with Rock Nation. But Rock Nation, they do music. They failed at boxing. I don't care what anybody says, Rock Nation failed at boxing. And I'm not saying it was all their fault, but they failed at boxing. So Dusty finally he got out of that contract and he's on his own. And the moment he got out and was released, the phone started ringing off the hook from all over the place, wanting the fight. So the fights were there. Just
so at this point, you're weighing your options for the best one for you and for Dusty and the.
Not really. He's really just his phone ringing off the hook. He can fight where he wants. He's fought a lot of big fights lately. You need.
The thing is, giving Dusty instructions. So while he retapes his gloves and say, yeah, some good insight so far from Buddy Harris. Good dude. You guys will see it on YouTube. I'll have the guys up on my YouTube tonight. You'll see the guys. Sparring, actually he is sparring in heavyweight, so he's doing anything right now to get in shape. So guys pretty cut up, pretty focused. He's giving them some good work. So I'm gonna make sure you guys get that light. If you'd like to make a comment, call 929-477-3798. Again, we were talking about his
sorry about
back.
That, Cheese.
Nope, you good.
I get real busy.
I appreciate you inviting me down. Now, a lot of people don't know, outside of the ring, you do a lot of things to help charities. Tell them about what you do on weekends as far as your truck going downtown.
Well, let me make that very clear. I wouldn't be able to do any of that if it wasn't for the people. I'd be able to do any of that if it wasn't for the other people. So I don't have all that stuff. So I deliver the coats, jackets, shoes, food. I deliver every Sunday downtown. I'm just a middle guy. If it wasn't for the people giving me stuff, I got a warehouse over here beside me. It's filled to the max.
Now, interesting. I thought about you. I was in California a few weeks ago, and I took a ride to Skid Row. And I said it kind of opened my eyes to maybe do something in my city. I'll talk to you about that as the days go on. But yeah, you're real inspiration with that. Now, as far as donations, can anybody contact you? How would they contact you?
People drop clubs that they, a lot of things that people don't use anymore, they mean so much to somebody. People drop football all throughout the week right here at Old School Boxing.
That's great. That's the heavyweight. Now, a lot of things, a lot of people don't know that you also deal a lot with the kids. And just tell us some of the stories where you've had kids who you may have lost to the street, or you keep having them coming in.
I cannot tell you how many funerals I have to. I cannot tell you how many times I put rest in peace so-and-so in boxing shorts. We lose a lot to reform jail, prison, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot are ODing lately. I don't get it. They come to the gym, but yet they're a lot of the kids that got it that are in here right now from foster homes and group homes. So this is like their home. They feel safe at night here. They're safe in here for quite some time. I can't control what goes on when they count. All these people you see in here, they're safe. Ain't nothing happening in here.
Right. A lot of times I see you holding where you'll actually count how many kids here, and you'll say, you know, father, please allow them to come back, all of them, the next day. And I think that's really important for a lot of people to understand what you do outside the ring, and not just for your son, but a lot of other sons.
Yeah, you know, and again, I have coaches in here who help me. And if it wasn't for them, I couldn't do all this on my own either.
Yeah. So switching gears, we can talk about, have you kept up with the boxing scene lately as far as...
A little bit. I had a rap.
Go ahead. Yeah. He's doing his thing. He's rapping. He's giving them water. He's doing everything. So this is great. If you can't appreciate this, I don't know what to tell you. Because, yeah, man, it's pretty good. So you'll actually see that on the... it's pretty much just doing what he can. I'm going to try to switch it over so you can see. Yeah, it's good, man. So, yeah, getting back to
what you just seen there, that guy's fighting on the upstairs.
Yeah, Rose Cross Raceway in Fort Washington, Maryland. So it should be a pretty good night of fighting tonight. But yeah, now as far as Dusty's weight, you said he's at 180. Do you have like a timetable on the next month or so?
Instead of fighting at 147, he's going to fight at 154.
Okay.
I already left the trucks down there at camp. I might leave early. I don't want to back to get to at least 160. I don't want to kill, you know.
A lot of work, man.
He said it before. I mean, he's never had to lose this much.
Yeah.
But he never, ever once failed on the scale.
Oh, no.
At 200 amateur fights, he's never failed. He's never failed on the scale on the first.
Right.
And he'll get it together.
Right.
I just want him to do it the correct way.
Now that he's back, has any other big-time fighters reached out to you and wishing Dusty well on his return?
Oh, yeah. They've always sided with me and asked me. You know, they want him to the gym. He's like a fan favorite. People like him. He gets along with people. You know.
That's great.
He's teaching this young guy here. Well, he's not young. He's older than us. He's teaching him all the little tricks.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, when to hold and not hold. When to hit off the brake. You know, he's stepping on his feet. I mean, he's teaching him all kinds of things.
He's a pretty cut-up dude, though.
Oh, he's a great guy. I mean, he's a police officer. He trains hard. I'm open 7 days a week. He's there 7 days a week.
Wow. That's a lot of the kids and a lot of people have support of Old School Boxing Gym. I wish you guys could see it. They got the little kids watching. They got you guys, you know, coming in and watching the squad. Got the music on. It's a pretty good scene here. As far as this next fight, I know you're looking too far, you know, far ahead. But after this next fight, do you have a timetable when he would like to, you know, like,
I like it to be like when we were together. He fought 8, 9 times. Yeah, but now that he's 30 and 0, I mean, that might go down to 3 or 4 times. But I like staying busy.
Good,
it keeps him out of trouble. It keeps him in good shape. And it keeps his weight down.
Oh, man, he just hit him with a crazy left body shot. He's really putting the pressure on the big heavyweight.
30 seconds, Rick.
He never had a problem with power, I believe, in my opinion. I think when he sets on his punches, I think Dusty really has a lot of power.
And he's extremely a lot of power for a welterweight. You know, I think he's got more power as he gets lighter than he does as he's heavier.
Now, 154, is that the goal to stay for the time being?
I like 147 because what happens is the moment you go over 47, you change the size of the glove. 147 and under is 8-ounce glove. 147 and above is 10-ounce glove. Some people will tell you, wow, what's the difference between 2 ounces? Trust me.
It's a lot.
It's a world of difference between an 8-ounce glove and a 10-ounce glove.
Right, right. That's good insight for you guys out there who did not know that. That's the truth. Yeah, it's actually taking a break now. A lot of guys walking around getting rest. We've been going at it. What was that, 4 rounds so far?
It's 4.
Yeah, it's 4.
Like to get 10 rounds in at least.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to make the 10, but he gives it everything.
Yeah.
But Dusty likes to just kind of.
Okay. So after he's finished with this guy, will another one come in to hold this cut?
Oh, there's no one right now that's
not here.
Yeah. And I'll send him over here to talk to you.
Yeah. That's great. So he should be over here in a little while. Again, guys on the call in 929-477-798. 929-477-798. Dusty looks to be feel pretty good out there against the big heavyweight. Yeah. Oh, man. This is left hook. Man.
If you ask me what his best punch was, I really don't know. Every damn one of them is good when he throws it correctly.
So you had one to pick.
I
get a person out of
there. I used
to
say the left hook.
Oh, that's the money punch.
I throw the left hook.
Yeah.
He throws good body shots too. So.
Right.
And Puerto Rican, so he'll throw a good low too. So, you know, Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
He'll admit it.
Yeah, I have a couple of videos. I'll have them on YouTube tonight. I'll tag you.
Love it.
Check it out. Yeah. Yeah, we have good time so far. Again, we'll talk early talking about Jerome and Canelo Alvarez. Hey, what do you
he already did?
What do you think about the Canelo signing it for Jerome for $365 million?
Not only was that much money, they said it was the biggest in history.
Yeah.
So does that mean he outdid Mayweather?
But he's still young.
I'm not a De La Hoya fan, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm not a De La Hoya
fan. Have you
had
a run-in with De La Hoya before?
Yeah, that's right. They owe us some money, and they never paid him.
Oh, you want to talk about it, or?
No.
Okay. I think
there you go, that. Rick. Hey there, Rick.
Rick, come
on, Rick.
Man,
Rick, you will win upstairs. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I wish guys were here. I'm going to try to do this more often. And, you know, just to have you guys. No, you good. What were you going to say? This?
No.
So this was about 1300. Yeah, like, little kid in here. He's one of the old school kids coming in here. And they get fascinated watching the guy farming. It's pretty cool to see kids wanting to know. And he's asking me about my computer. And it was pretty cool. Should be midway over here in the minute. It's free to call it. 929-477-3798. 929-477-3798. Yeah. Guys really went through a big time sparring session. But yeah, as you buddy saying before, that's a lot of money given to Canelo, so he was gonna go over there. Another news we touched on last week with Billy Joe Saunders, and of course he failed the drug test, so he was stripped of his not only the fight, but stripped of his title. So, and that's for him. Booba Andrade, he was looking forward to fighting him. So, yeah, I know it's a lot of disappointed fans over in the UK who they could see him fighting that fight. But I don't know what to expect from it. A lot of people are upset about that. So, we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, in the meantime, I'm waiting for Dusty to go over here and see what's going on. So yeah, I'll let him get his breather, drinking some water right now, trying to get hydrated. Okay. Yep, he's gonna take his hand wraps off and
Dusty, whenever you, I'm ready now, whenever you
want. Yeah, I'm about to take my hand off.
Okay.
Yeah, he should be over in a minute. Yeah,
look, I can talk about you.
Yeah, come on, man, sit down. Good to see you, man.
You too.
Good to see you again. Glad you're back ring, man.
Appreciate it.
How you feeling now that you started sparring once again, getting your feet back wet again?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, what's the name of your website?
ChillingWithCheese.com.
ChillingWithCheese.com.
Yeah,
I'm in for camp in Florida, step up the barn, you know, down there a little bit. So I feel pretty good.
Okay, now your father told me you worked with those guys before, so you actually feel comfortable going back down to Florida.
Yeah, we're like family. I fought Eric Lubin when we were, he was 12, I was 13, I think, maybe 11 or 12, I don't know, but I had already knew Jason Velarde and Dennis Velarde before that, and we've been fighting ever since.
That's good, man. And your father told me he didn't want to see you for a little while. So you're looking forward to getting down there and just hunkering down for a while?
Yeah.
Your father said that once you come back until you at
160.
I'll
be down there for like a month.
That's good. Yeah, man. I know it's been a 2-year layoff, but I know getting back. Do you still feel a little rusty, or is things coming back like you wanted?
You know, I feel better. I only feel rusty running. I feel better boxing than I run. No, but nah, I don't feel too bad. I've been going it my whole life, so I picked it up pretty fast. It's just now, like, if I miss a day, I feel like I start over. So I can't miss nothing. You know what I mean? I got to be full force. It's a full-time job for real.
That's good. A lot of people don't know stuff. He's always met Dusty a few years ago. I came down here to meet him.
Yeah.
And he's always been a humble guy. He's good with the kids and other people that come into the gym. How does it make you feel to be back at old school gym once again?
You know, it's cool. You know, it's I just want to make it clear, there ain't no problem at all with Barry Hunter or anything. You know, just kind of off some family issues, you know, with my dad. High school, you know, the people in the gym, I miss them at the gym too, so, you know, it feels pretty good to be home.
Yeah, he told me he was glad you came back home. And I don't know if people know you, but, you know, some issues the last couple of years. You want to touch on it?
Yeah,
a lot of people that don't know exactly what went down.
I'm innocent.
No, I
got arrested in the gym one day, and they charged me with unregistered firearm, unregistered ammo, stuff like that. But everything's dismissed. I didn't even get indicted on any charge or anything.
How long were you
you locked down.
Nah, I was there for 3 days. Everybody thought I was there for like months and months.
Exactly.
And I was there 3 days. It's sad to say it was like a family reunion.
Sure. Oh, yeah, man.
Sad to say, but you know, I was on free trial for 10 months. No charges, nothing. Everything was good. So.
And I know a lot of people that may not know Rusty's from a tough part of South D.C. and pretty close-knit group of guys he's grown up with. I know they still support you. Have you? Like, I've been on a couple of your bus trips. So I know a lot of them, you know, support you. How's it to let them know that, you know, you're back in the ring and, you know, you're doing what you love?
It's good. A lot of people, I think, that's the reason why I'm leaving from Florida is because I guess over the last 2 years, a lot of people kind of forgot the boxing scene. You know, I can't hang out, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. So I've been getting pulled in a lot of different directions, going a lot of distractions. So I'm going to leave and go, you know, go camping because, and I don't think it's anybody's fault. They're not used to me fighting again. It's been so long. So they're used to me being in training mode again and everything like that. So, yeah,
it's good. And I don't know. And I see a lot of, and I know you probably see a lot of, not actually in research and coming to talk to you, I've seen a lot of negative things said, you know, old posts, and I'm just like, how does it make you feel, you know, when these people saying things that you know is not true, but you just try to remain humble and stay focused? I guess the only way you can talk is in the ring at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I don't care what you say about me. I know at one point, Headbangers, they got a lot of heat for the Mike Dallas fight, but what nobody knows is I was at the gym for 2 weeks. They worked for me for 2 weeks. It wasn't them, you know what I mean? I made the decision to stay with Canelo in training camp a little bit too long. Canelo and Mike Dallas don't fight like each other. I'm out there. I'm on Canelo. Most I'm getting is 5 rounds because we've got other sparring partners. And you know, that it bothers me more that they blame them than I don't care about what people say about me. I don't care about none of that stuff. But.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Canelo. I know you trained with him. What do you think about that big contract he just
signed? That's great. I think finally boxing is staying ahead of the curve. I actually talked to somebody 2 years ago, and they mentioned it to me. They were the cable going to be around them as long. Everything's going to go online, and it's starting to happen. And I think finally boxing is staying ahead of the curve. Never do. You know, boxing stays pretty old and traditional. I'm kind of happy about it. And now with it being online, I mean, once there was too much. There wasn't enough feed days. And now, you know, ESPN has like 50 something top-ranked fights that they got to do. They have a lot of money that they have to spend for years, and the show is still involved. You know, there's NBC now. There's a lot.
There's almost
too much TV now. So hopefully it'll be good for the fighters now. Because, you know, we make money when it's TV fights. We make money when it's the middle of nowhere, nobody gets. So I think it opens up a lot of doors for us to finally get the way we deserve. So.
It absolutely does. I think with the streaming services, like you said, Top Rank has the ESPN Plus and the Zone with the $10 subscription. I think not only help with the exposure of the fighter, but the sport itself. I think the whole Canelo, I think it even helps, you know, guys like you who work, you know, primarily off
of
purse.
It doesn't just benefit Canelo.
That's
every time he fights, it's on the call.
That's right.
Every time, there's, you know, those people, they get exposed to the biggest audience that they can get in the box. That's really where it comes from, too.
That's a good point. Now, moving forward, as you get ready to see some of the first, hey, before... How can they pick for you?
There's a little bit of hold up with those. It's a new arena, so there's a lot. Like, the government got involved a little bit in the PC events, and they're juggling a lot right now. But as soon as the tickets come, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, at Dusty30CUSTY30CH, or if you're friends with my father on Facebook, which you probably are, he has everybody on it. We'll post the information. I have a lady that's selling the tickets for me named Sammy.
She's
been involved.
She's a nice lady.
She's already got a couple hundred numbers, so people reach out to her. So.
Yeah, when I met you, I went through Tammy to get my tickets for the bus trip or whatever. But yeah, looking for your father said he would like you to stay. Is that where you
want to
go? You
want to
stay at
154? I'm going to stay at 154 and see how I feel.
Okay.
So, in the gym, if you ask a lot of people that I spar, and I don't mean this in a bragging way, but they'll be like, oh, you see it's hard, that's just hard. But if you look at my fights, I didn't knock that many people, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's because I was younger or maybe I was cutting too much weight. But no, I'm older, you know, 24 years old, which is still young. But I feel my man's strength down in the gym. And I'm going to see how it translates at 154 and then kind of make a decision from there. Also, you know, it's been a long time since I made weight, so we'll see how I feel.
Yeah, but the one thing I will credit you, you always make weight.
Always.
Yeah, and, you're very professional once you get grinding and you get ready for a fight.
I've had to get blood negative a few times, but I mean,
yeah, no, I understand, man. Looking now, as far, and I asked you this the first time we met, but now that we're 3 years later, I kind of know you a little bit. What fighters in today's game do you feel like, you know, you kind of, you know, pattern your stuff at, or you, you know, admire how they fight inside the ring?
I always have a thing for young fighters because I relate to them more. So, you know, now Canelo's starting to become an old fighter, but, you know, he's been around since. I love Canelo. And then also, too, like Lamont Peterson at home. It's hard for me not to like, you know, fighters like that. And then there's, like, similar paths for me, like Jose Benavidez. You know, he just lost that ball. But at one point, you know, I can relate to them. So, you know what I mean? I don't pattern myself after them, but I do kind of follow them, and I like a lot of just the younger fighters because I know how it is.
What do you think Terrence Crawford and his performance last Saturday night?
He looked good. I don't know. Benavidez, I just felt like I don't even know if he got tired or just felt like he wasn't doing bad. And but no, I think that was a mature thing to talk to. He was more mature. I'll do in some of the strong 140s,
like Errol Spence.
Errol Spence, Sean Porter, strong. Even though the style you would think makes sense for Terrence, but Sean Porter strong. He fought like 165, man.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how he holds up against the weight, but people like him, Mikey Garcia, who are second grade, but I wonder how they do it.
Now, when you watch fights like that, you know, guys where ultimately, you know, you were where to be again,
yeah.
Do you kind of take notes of what you're seeing in case you, I mean, because you very well could run into them that road.
Yeah.
So you take mental notes as you watch them.
Yeah, I think I took away from that there's no point in trying to play a mental game with Terrence Crawford. Just worry about the fight. You know, I think other than Benavidez tried to do the mental route, he did a good job at it. You know, he got him out of his own little bit, but it didn't work with fight night.
And if you ever want to question Dustin's toughness, he might look like a model, but if you ever want to have the toughness, his first name is Arturo, am I correct?
Yeah, well, when I was born, my name was Arturo Hernandez. My father, it's a long story. My father's name is Arthur Harrison. Him and my mom are arguing. So,
yeah, everybody knows how tough Arturo guy was. So, yeah, to have a name like that. I appreciate you for stopping through, man, and letting me talk. Let me visit the gym, man. I always enjoy coming.
No, you always welcome.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. We're done.
No, we're good. Stop. I like the group. Oh, it's great. Okay.
I'm sorry. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Okay, yes, indeed. Yeah, Dusty was giving us some good insight on what he's doing, and I look forward to watching him. Then December the 1st, right?
December 1st, I'm fighting James Chester.
James
Chester. He's been in there with a lot of big names. 9 times out of 10, he'll go to the distance. You know, like Canelo's brother stopped him. He took the fight on short notice, and he got stopped in the ninth round, but it was a tough fight. But even the distance with, should we look it up? It's a lot of big names. 147, 154, even some 160 pounders.
Wow.
That are, I think I counted like 3 or 4 people that fought for a world title that he went the distance with. It'll be good to get the rounds back in, shake all the rust off.
That's impressive. I'll be there.
He's a wild dude. I've seen fights. He'd pick people up, slam them in the back of the head.
So you've been kind of scouting him as the weeks go on. You already know about him.
No, and another thing, too. This is a guy who typically gets fights on short, but he's known about this for 11 weeks.
So he should be primed and ready.
Yeah, he'll be ready. So,
oh, yeah. This will be a good test for you.
Yeah, I'll get the best James Wan test. You know what I mean? I don't even know if anybody else has.
Yeah. That's true, man. That's great, man. Well, I appreciate it, brother.
No problem.
Once again,
thank you.
Yep. So, yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
I'm just
got the other guys sparring.
Yeah, man. Chris is going down here. Old school boxing. I hope you guys enjoying it. Next Wednesday, my show will be back on next Wednesday. And I got a really interesting guest. And I thank you guys. Really, really enjoy it. And he's actually a part of boxing history. And he's outside the ring. He's never been in the ring before. But when I tell you he's a huge part of boxing history, the kick out of
him. That was there for you.
Oh, yeah. Bust gave me a old school boxing medal. Pretty cool.
Don't take it to the pawn shop.
No, he said don't take it to the pawn shop. But yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. But yeah, next Wednesday, I'm going to have it. And I'm not going to give it out. I'll give you guys a show teaser tomorrow. But he's a huge part of boxing history, and he's never stepped in the ring. And his brother, shall I say, is a huge part of boxing history. And I think you really, I one thing I enjoy about my radio shows, vlogs, is that I don't just delve into things inside the ring. I challenge people to in and outside of them as well, to as far as history and the sport. It's almost that 6 degrees of separation where this person touches this person, touches that person. To really get a sense of boxing history, and a lot of the young guys sit down and every now and then learn more and more about the sport. For you younger fighters, you might want to tune in next week because you may learn something. And a lot of these guys, you know, they go to train in the gym and they'll leave it alone. They don't watch any film or any footage and don't read about any history. And I think that they're doing themselves a disservice. But yeah, man, it's been a great show. Again, it was a little brief, 30 seconds to a minute kind of delay in the show earlier, but we got it all together. I hope it sounds okay to you guys out there. But again, next Wednesday, at 7, I'll have the show. I appreciate Buddy and Dusty coming on. I didn't realize I've been on here for 45 minutes, so that's pretty good. So, yeah, I'm going to let you go. But so next week, Pillow Cheese, and I'm
1, 1, 2. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, we airtight. So
yeah,
when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself, by assuming. I'm using keep you moving, what are you shooting? You know that I'm 2 levels above you, baby. Talk me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy, it's only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for the cat. And babe, you know you're too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they're making up slack, you're making up slack.
In the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and wild wife, he was with him. You heard him up, the murderer, the most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitate me, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, this plea lays in my hand. Got lays in my way. Francis, M to the NH phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body abdominal. Drama, you ball.